And then there's the interesting question of legal trouble. Angel nods towards Camaro. He's wanted for a drug transaction that went bad, and then he ran from the facts. Let's not forget you cacked your ex-boyfriend, says Camaro. Angel shrugs. He already regrets passing along that little nugget of information during the drive up to the reservation. He was an asshole. So you killed him? I'm an asshole too. All right. Hyrie raises her voice, something she's not used to. So we all need the money, and we all have legal issues that would be smoothed over by an influx of capital. We should incorporate. Blank stares from Angel and Camaro. Incorporation gives us some psychological clout with him. It also has some legal and financial benefits for us that we're gonna need. Okay, I guess that's fine. Angel rubs her temples. Stuff like this gives her a headache. What do we do? Hiwi extends a touchpad. I've already filled out the forms with your pertinent data, so all we have to do is come up with a company name and then sign. We'll be all set. Where did you get all this information about me? Angel is astonished at how complete Hiwi's information is on her. Hiwi shrugs. It's what I do. So what do we name this corporation? Asks Camaro. Search and Destroy Inc., suggests Angel. That sucks. I didn't hear you make any suggestions. Camaro sticks out his tongue. I'm a minor. I don't have legal authority to make a suggestion. Angel narrows her eyes to slits. I see that tongue again. I'm gonna put a hole in it. How old are you? Almost 17. Don't worry. Hiwi touches Angel's arm with gentle uncertainty, as if she's not used to human contact. He's been emancipated for 3 years. Camaro shrugs. After Pops died, it seemed like the best thing to do. I didn't want to get stuck in the orphan mill. Good call, says Angel. I've been there. Camaro thumbprints the scanner and scrawls his name. He's not very good at handwriting in a day and age where almost everything is done by chip command. Angel hesitates as she considers the ramifications of her real name gracing an official form. She hasn't gone by Angelique since she ran away from her third foster home. No reason to avoid it, though. Hiwi is sharp, and she's thought this corporation thing through. Shit, she cracked the iChip encryption like it was nothing. Angel signs her name in graceful, flowing script. She's very proud of her handwriting. It was the last thing her mother taught her, before the woman disappeared one night, only to turn up a week later, her throat slashed, and her money gone. Angel was 6 years old when it happened, and if she had to look back and point to a single event which had shaped her into the woman she'd become, that would be the fulcrum. So what are we going to call the corporation? Asks Camaro again. Specialized problem solvers? Angel groans. Ugh, that's even worse than mine. Hiwi watches the interplay between the others, jealous of how they relate to each other. An idea occurs and she clears her throat. How about troubleshooters? Troubleshooters by itself? Asks Angel. Do you like it? Asks Hiwi. The name is actually available in the state of Wyoming. Works for me, says Camaro. Yeah, it's great, says Angel. Are you even paying attention to us, or are you surfing the net or what? I can do both. A cutter's got to be able to watch 5 or 6 different things going on simultaneously. Hiwi transmits the forms. A few seconds later, the IRS and the state of Wyoming have acknowledged the creation of the corporate entity for hire entitled Troubleshooters. Hiwi shares her awkward smile with the others. We're all set. Angel nods and calls Hutch. Yeah, Angel? My team's ready to roll. What's next? That was fast. I don't fuck around when it comes to business. Sure enough, how many are we talking here? 3 total, including me. Mr. Whitecastle has purchased aerospace tickets for you. First class, which is another waste if you ask me,